Okay, day three, Saturday, the 28th. I stayed at the Red Roof Inn, as I was talking about before, and they even had wireless internet available there. So it was very nice. And got going, headed eastbound on I-40 again, and I stopped to eat at this little place on I-40 where the historic Route 66 takes off, or appears to take off of I-40 and runs through this little town. Several little stores and gas stations and whatnot. Bought some souvenirs and drove on the road. I thought I was going to drive on 66 for a while, and all it does is takes a big loop and puts you back up onto the freeway. So anyway, I said, okay, well, back on the freeway. Decided to pull off at Sky City Casino and try my luck there. Apparently the Indians over here in New Mexico don't like me any better than the ones at home, because I lost some money there as well. Note to self, stay out of Indian casinos. The Buffalo Bills in Prim, Nevada was pretty nice to me a couple times, but I just don't seem to have... I had luck once at an Indian casino out of Fresno, but that's been the only time. Every other time they've taken my money. Anyway, eastbound from the casino over the Continental Divide. You know, it's wide open spaces, some mesas and hills off in the distance, and I look down at the GPS unit, and I'm at like 7,700 foot elevation. Talk about the high desert. Wow. And cross over the Continental Divide, and now all the rivers run east instead of west. How's that for being weird? Followed the road on into Albuquerque and transitioned onto the I-25 southbound. I stopped for gas in a place called Socorro and decided that I needed to grab some lunch. And so I'm looking down the road, you know, and there's Arby's and McDonald's and, you know, all the usual fast food places. And I'm thinking, I really need a Subway shop. And I look down the road and I see AY in that scheme that I know is Subway. Cool. So I head down the road and get a Subway sandwich. Pulled down there, pulled into their lot, started to pull around to park up in front of the building, and the place is closed. And not only is it closed, but it's empty. And there's a for lease sign in the window. So, shoot. No Subway. So, just up the street was a Sonic hamburger stand, so I figured, well, okay, that'll do. I had a Sonic burger and fries and soda. And then decided that up on the freeway I'd seen at a rest stop, I'd seen a sign that had listed some of the area attractions and whatnot, and one of them was the VLA, the Very Large Array, radio telescopes. And I thought, cool, I didn't realize that they were right here, so I'll go that way. So I'm, you know, as I'm approaching Socorro, I see the sign that says Visitor Center, exit 159 or whatever it was. I don't remember now. And so I figure, okay, I'll get off, get gas, get something to eat, go visit, see the Visitor Center, because my impression from the signs was that it was right there in Socorro, and that, you know, it would have information, and then you could go out to the antenna farm itself, or not, as the case may be. I didn't know. So I get back on the freeway, I go heading up there, and I can't find the Visitor Center. So I come back down the other way, and, you know, I ended up running up and down that road three times. And finally I said, okay, I'll follow the highway that I know that goes out there. So I come off the freeway searching for the highway that goes out of town, and I missed the turnoff because the little sign is just a little itty bitty sign. What is it about New Mexico and your traffic signs? You know, your billboards are huge, but your traffic signs are little tiny things. Anyway, I wandered around. I finally found it, got on the right road, got out of town. And another thing, what's this deal with the speed limits in New Mexico? The freeway is 75 miles an hour, and which is great. I love that. But Even the trucks can go 75. That's not good. That's not a good idea. Having an 18-wheeler barreling down at you when you're doing 75, 78 miles an hour, and he's, you know, he's wanting to do 90, that's not good. But anyway, what I started to say about the speed limits is when they go into construction zones and whatnot, they slow you down incrementally. But they do it for like 2 miles back. So they've got you, you know, you're down to 65, and then you're down to 55, and then you're down to 45, and you're still a mile away from the construction site. And it's just unreal. And then on the other side, they do the same way. They let you build back up, but they don't let you build up at a decent speed. They want you to take your time. And I think it's a revenue enhancer for the local law enforcement agency. That's my suspicion. Anyway, headed out on the highway westbound to the very large array, 40 miles out in the middle of nowhere. You know, they put this thing out in the middle of nowhere. And I hope, you know, there's not much interference for the radio signals, because it takes a while for anybody to get out there. Turned off the highway, went out to the actual facility itself, and it's a neat place. Big satellite dishes all over the place, radio astronomy dishes. Pulled into the visitor center. They have a self-guided thing inside where you get a bunch of information about the place and a little gift shop. I bought some more souvenirs, and then you get to take a walking tour outside, and you go around the buildings and out to one of the dishes. And so, you know, I was out there taking pictures and looking around, and the dish right there near the center was moving, and every once in a while it would just, you know, you'd hear it, the motor start up, and the dish would move a little bit, and that was kind of neat. I don't know if it was really tracking something or not, or was just there for to entertain the tourists, you know. Hey, we're going to move the dish again, hee hee hee. But that was cool. Got to see the dish, you know. I've wanted to see that place for a long time. You look off into the distance. The dishes are on a Y-axis type setup, and you look out, you know, to the horizon miles away, and you can see dishes, you know, set up out there, and look off the other direction, and there's dishes out that way, and some of them are pointed straight up, and some of them are pointed off in another direction, and, you know, just out doing their thing. It was really interesting. If you saw the movie Contact, the big dishes, that's where that was filmed. As I was leaving the facility, I saw several deer, just munching away on the grass. It's kind of hard to call it grass, the scrub, on the grounds of the facility. And, you know, they had, you know, they kind of neat racks of antlers, as they call them, and sitting out there. They were a couple hundred yards off the road, took some pictures of those, and headed back on the long drive, 40 miles back to Highway 25, and seems like it's like that stretch of Highway 152 between Highway 99 and Interstate 5 in California. Just seems to take forever. Finally got back to 25 and headed south towards Las Cruces. And as I was driving down the road, I was undecided about whether to stop there and get a room or press on to El Paso. Well, more of those confusing highway signs decided for me when I ended up on I-10 bound for El Paso and completely past Las Cruces. So that didn't work out. So I had to stop and get gas, so I stopped in this place along the highway, Anthony, Texas. You know, fill up the tank, and by golly, I see a Pilot just up the road, and it's got a Subway shop. And every Pilot has a Subway shop, so I stopped in there and got a sandwich. Finally got something halfway decent to eat instead of hamburgers and french fries. And there's this Holiday Inn Express just across the street. And I said, okay, I want to check it out. Fair price, very nice room. And, you know, it's a Holiday Inn Express, so anybody need any surgery or anything, I'm available. Anyway, about time for bed now. On to El Paso tomorrow.